right now in the name that's given to us, that we know, that we understand, that has been a revelation of who we are, who we have always been destined to be, created in the image and the likeness of our Heavenly Father, destined to be one with Him, with no separation between us, between our eternal destiny, between His plan and purpose for us in such a time as this. And usually record these and then post them later, but middle of the night here in this part of the world where I'm at, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are awake in places that listen to this, and so if you get this notification and you get a chance to drop in, and you're listening to this in real time, hey, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. And few things that are on my mind, on my spirit, in my heart. First of all, you have to recognize, right? You have to recognize who you are. And who you are in this configuration, in this paradigm, in this dimension that you find yourself in here. Whatever may be going on externally, you have within you the greater power. You need to know that. That power that's within you, because the kingdom is within you, that power that is within you is the greater power over all that you see going on and transpiring around you externally. And part of your development process while you're here in this life is to recognize and to realize who you are. And you're part of this process. It's not, the religious programming of the world by and large is, okay, come in, sit down, check your brains at the door, and put everything on something else. Something else is going to come in. Something else is going to is the savior programming, if you would. Something else is going to take care of everything, and you just sit there and just wait. You know, there's a lot of programs that are set up just exactly like this. Sit there and wait, and to make sure that you do not engage in actively, proactively using that power that's within you that God has put there, your Creator has put there. It's Him in you, and He wants you to. You're quickened about something. You feel about something. You are inspired towards something. And what they want you to do is to give you a controlled outlet. And a controlled and contained outlet for that emotion, for that creative experience, for that creative thought process, for whatever that may be. They want to harness that, so they don't ever want you to use that. So for example, in things that are going on even right now, in current affairs, because right now there's the whole election taking place in the U.S. and all of that, you can see very clearly how the enemy of your soul, of who you are, your of what you've been made to be, how they are working overtime to try to get your thought process in a particular way. And this is the reason for that too is for they want you to co-create their own mess that they want to make for you. So you need to rise above that, and you need to quiet yourself, still yourself, and allow for that which is within you and that which you are one with, which is your Creator, your Father, the source of all life, that which is that which makes you truly human, to reveal to you what is going on. And also how to engage and what to do. And you, when you quiet yourself and you still yourself, you will see things for what they are. And as you see things for what they are, you will also be able to that which is creative within you will be able to co-create that which is actually real. You know, I've always wondered in the past, and I've got my answer now, but I always used to wonder in the past, why is it that there would always be, you know, just the news was always bad news. You know, the news was always, oh, okay, this thing over here and that thing over there, that was horrible news. And later on I understood, because they wanted your mind to be in a certain place so that you would create that horrible reality with them. And also part of the reason for that is because they need a low vibration, a low frequency, so that they can feed and drain the power off of you, off of humanity, off of the creation. But what happens when you go into a higher place, into a higher frequency, into a higher dimension? Because our Creator is love, pure love. And in that higher place, there is no issue. If you know what it is to be in love, you know that in that state of being, there's just everything else falls off and melts away. And they don't want that. That's why they try to always get you off of that and get you bogged down in the muck and the mire of life. And that's not true life. That's the life they try to make and they try to create around you. They call that life. See, that even that in and of itself is a falsehood. That in and of itself is a lie. It's all lies. All lies. So, right now, wherever you are, if you haven't a chance to listen to this a little later, just still do this. But just stop and still yourself before your Creator, even in this moment, even in this time. And I see Lee right there. Bless you, brother. I'm saying hi back. Hi, this is cool, man. This live chat is cool. So wherever you are around the world, still yourself in this moment. And as you quiet yourself before the Father, allow for Him to bring that stillness in within you. And allow Him to take you up to another place. Because you know what? Everything is shifting. Everything is changing. We're in a time of incredible, incredible change all over the world. And so much has been seen and known and is being understood. And you need to understand something. There is no other context and no other situation of life where, unless these things were being brought out into the open and being seen for what they are, the evil, the the mind control, we've talked a ton about the human trafficking and all of what those things are and all those manifestations. And now you see the political corruption, the media corruption on the highest levels, and how all those things work together. But it needed to be brought out like this. It needed to be brought into the open like this. It needed to be exposed like this. And without exposing like this, without being revealed like this, we would have never seen. And the world would have never seen, because the world needs to do these things in the dark. And in the darkness, the worlders, the creatures of this world, those that are not made in the image and the likeness of the Father, those that do not have His Spirit within them, that do not have the power and try to siphon it off of you, you needed to see and understand who they are, how they work, what they do, what they're about. But now that you see that, now you also recognize what you are and who you are. right now, allow and see all of what the enemy is trying to do, being decimated, being brought down, falling apart, the wheels coming off of all of those programs and those intentions and those manipulations and machinations. See all of that stuff just coming apart. And see the light shining bright and a new day dawning all over. And in the United States, where there has definitely been a battle on, see the conclusion of that battle and light shining bright, truth going triumphantly over that nation, over that land. We've seen in our own experience, we've seen the manifestation of of President Trump as, now we don't put faith in a human being as such, but we have seen a manifestation in him of being a an answer to prayer and an answer to a lot of things that have been a much bigger thing going on. And this is, he's part of that. And so in that situation, when there's actually somebody that is not them and is different, there is a responsibility to, in the realm of the spirit, to back that which is true, that which is real. Now, I've seen, I know people have their issues and I know people say different things. Listen, you're dealing with people in this life. Everybody is a person, and everybody that is here in human form, you've been in a very low vibration place, and people do all kinds of things. But there's that which is human and made in the image and the likeness of God, and that which is against the souls of humanity. And you need to recognize which is which. And when something is on the side of human and humanity and that which is eternal and that which is right, you have a responsibility to back that up. So when somebody like him takes a stand against human trafficking, you back that up. It's important. So, in Jesus' name, we do that. We do it like he did. And from a realm of the spirit and from a place of connection, we push out all of the garbage and all of the things that are not the intention of our Heavenly Father for us and for his creation. We were not made to be batteries. We were not made to be slaves. We were not made to be kept in a place of ignorance and a place of spiritual squalor, a place of being, of not knowing who we are and our purpose in this paradigm and in this. No, we were not destined for that. We were destined to grow up and to emerge in the fullness of who we are in him, to use that creative power that he's put within us, his spirit within us, and to move forward and do incredible things in your time and your window upon this earth. That's your destiny. There's no limitation based on time, on age, on state of being, on your gender. You are not limited. Your race, your ethnicity, your country of location. Listen, you can be anywhere right now. Why is my spirit so stirred up about what's going on the other side of the world? And yet, because I'm there, in the realm of the spirit, I'm there. I see exactly what's going on, and I also see what the Spirit of the Living God is doing and what we are doing with and through and in him. Because we co-create that which is true and that which is real, and you and I and the children of light have a responsibility to combine and to be on that front line in the realm of the spirit. We do things in the spirit, in the realm of thought as well, and in the realm of the physical. Every place we can, we allow to be quickened and to move and to do and to take action. You know, we believe, but then we also respond and we also act in line with that response. So we've got a responsibility, and we're doing that. And in that process, when the enemy tries to discourage, don't be discouraged. I mean, just that word, discouraged. Courage, to dissipate your courage. Of course the enemy is going to try to do that. To make you work against yourself. To make you go against that which you know, and that which you believe, and that which you know is true. To dissipate your strength. You know, when somebody loses their courage, they lose their strength. Now, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters listening to this. You are more powerful than they can ever dream to be. You are more powerful than they can ever dream to be. And that power is not something waiting for some distant epiphany. That thing is right now within you. All you have to do is move in that, access that. And as you do that, you will see and you will understand. And the world has worked so hard to try to keep you away from that, away from who you are. But that realization and understanding of who you are is part of what's being manifest in this time. It's important to know that. It is part of what's being manifested in this time. So, for us, right now, as we continue to go forward, for us right now, as we continue to move forward, we need to grow up, continue to grow up, and to grow into our destiny. Because there are many things to be done in the natural. That's part of why we're in this paradigm, is because there's things to be done in this paradigm. But we are not called to be slaves to the system. We are not called to be batteries for them to siphon off your life force and your resources and to use them to try to continue to build their slave plantation. No. You're called to rise up and to create. You are destined. You're one with the King of Kings. Move in that reality. You know, I want you to think about something just for a second. Things that you may have done in your life. I want you to think about accomplishments in your life, things that have taken place in your life. Maybe you created a business, or you met somebody, you fell in love, and a relationship came out of all of that, an incredible life experience came out of all of that. You decided you wanted to travel somewhere. You know, like all of these things, where did they begin? You know, they began somewhere. They began, there was a thought in your mind, there was an image in your mind, there was a visual in your mind, there was a something was quickened within you, and you moved, you acted on that, you moved, and as you moved in a particular direction, you saw a manifestation from that. This is important for you to understand this, because this is a huge piece between, and this is a huge separation between what the religious systems of this world have always tried to do to that which is true and that which is real. They've tried to keep a break between that realization of that which you are quickened to do and what you do with it. When you move in a particular direction, when you take that move, that business gets started. You ask that girl out. You ask that girl out, and then you go on that first date and that second date, and you ask that girl to marry you. You know that that happens, but it begins somewhere. Something's quickened within you, and from within manifests without. From within manifests without. So right now, as God is quickening you, as your Creator is quickening you, from within manifests without. And you know the enemy will always try to get you to doubt that which is within you. That is the role that they play. But you move forward in that which is true, because when you take a step, everything changes. When you take a step, things move, things shift. This entire reality changes, this entire paradigm changes, everything shifts. But it shifts when you move, because the greater power is in you, not them. Not them. The greater power is within you, not them. So, hey, and you know what? I want to encourage you guys. They want to discourage you. I want to encourage you. Put courage in you. Hey, I've got plenty to spare right now, because I'm understanding what's going on. I'm understanding who we are more and more, and that revelation of who we are more and more. Listen, when you get this, and listen, once you get this, they're going to come try to take this from you. So once you get this, and you need to put it into practice and put it into work, and then after a little while, they can't take this from you, because it's strong, it's entrenched, and it's rooted within your spirit and your soul, and you know who you are. As you move, as you take a step in the realm of the spirit, in that which is real and that which is true, and as He quickens you and you move in a particular direction, when you act, things will change. When you act in accordance with your faith, things will change. When you act in accordance with what the Spirit of the Living God reveals in you, things change. Because you know what? He's bridging also from the realm of the Spirit, from the realm of the Spirit into the natural. That's part of what He does through us. That's part of why you're here, is to be that bridge. To be that bridge between the realm of the spirit into the natural. And to be the living manifestation of that which is in the realm of spirit. And that doesn't happen when we sit on the sidelines considering everything. Considering, 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 looking, looking, thinking, thinking, studying, studying. Listen, do something with that. Move with that. Take a step with that. As you do, things change. As you move, things change. Things shift when you shift. You know, you can be having an experience from so many different vantage points. If you don't like the vantage points you've been in, move. They're going to keep trying to come to bring you back into a spot where they can drain and siphon off of you. No, that's not your destiny. Move. 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 Just move in the realm of the spirit. Move in the natural. Get up and move. Some of you might need to move physically. Like move, get up, move out of your chair. Move out of your move out of your location. Move out of your job. Move out of your state. Move out of your country. Move somewhere else. But move, shift. In line with that which you're being quickened to do within. I'm not saying just do it arbitrarily. Do it in line with what you're being quickened to do. Speak. Say. You know, I think there's so many people that just want to consider things. Consider it. Consider it. They just want to sit there and think about this stuff. But you've been called to act. And in the action, is where you see the manifestation, not in the consideration. In the action is where you see the manifestation, not in the consideration. You know, one of my statements is knowledge without application is worthless. You can know all kinds of things, but if you don't apply that knowledge, well, what good is it? What good is it if you know all this stuff but you don't ever apply it? Because 1% of applied knowledge is worth much more than 100% that's never applied. Because you can know so much, but if you don't apply it, and if it's there is no benefit. See, the application. So, yeah, this is, you know, hey, this is fun. I'm liking this chat, and I'm sending back a couple responses here as people are there, and now this is I know it's the evening there. It's the sun is rising over here, this part of the world, but we are all one in spirit in the realm of the spirit, because we are all one with our Father, one in our Creator. And because of that too, we all feel what He feels and what He feels for us and what He wants to manifest through us. The enemy's tried to bring division and tried to bring separation and tried to keep us from communicating and break our communication and sow division among God's children. And we need to recognize that that's been the plan and the scheme, and switch that off, turn that aside, move that away, draw close in the realm of the spirit and with each other. And we do that. All right, I just want to pray with you guys, since we have each other here and we're we are live. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to say thank you for brothers and sisters all over the world. And right now, Father, we just continue to welcome in your light and your truth and the revelation of who you are. And we ask specifically for what's going on in the United States right now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will interdict and bring complete exposure to all of the cheating and all of the evil and all of the attempts of the enemy to do that which is a complete fraud on the people of America and a fraud on your intentions for that nation. Father, we ask that all of these plans of the enemy will fall to the ground now. And Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that there would be clarity for the people of the country and people all over the world in what's happened and what's taken place, and let people know and understand and move more and more into the light, even as the frequencies continue to change and as we continue to move into a higher place as nations and as a world. And Father, we ask that nothing from the old will be able to cling on to that which is the new and that which is destined for your creation on this planet. We ask that there would be peace within and a cessation of hostilities without. Father, we ask that there will not be any success of the enemy against your people. No attempt to enslave and ensnare will work. But instead, Father, that there is a mighty outpouring of your Spirit and a quickening and an understanding and a revelation within for people to know exactly who they are and to move in the power of who they are. We thank you, Father, and in Jesus' name, we just bless one another. We bless one another, Father. We want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what we have in you. So let it be. Hey, It is awesome to come together in the spirit live with you guys. So yeah, just wanted to touch base with you. And listen, you are not what anybody else says you are. You are who our Creator says you are. And that revelation and that understanding, when you know that, everything changes. So move in the revelation of that. Move in the revelation of that. There we go. Man, this is fun. Yeah, well, bless you guys. You're welcome, Lisa. Lee, you're awesome, man. I look forward to seeing you guys sometime soon. Somewhere along the way, yeah. All right, well, bless you guys. So, listen, don't fall for any of the traps and the snares of the enemy, because they are always going to try to mind control. So always keep that filter and recognize and understand that truth is who we are. And as we move in the truth, we move in freedom. We move in the reality of that which is real. All right. Yeah, well, now this is you know, this is, I can see why Zeff goes live all the time on this is just seeing the comments coming up is fun. But listen, bless you guys, and don't worry, you know, that's not who we are. But move in truth, move in power, and see what's on the horizon. I see the wheels continuing to come off on all of these plans and the shenanigans of the enemy. I see the things that are attempts from that which is the non-human entities, spiritual and in natural, all those things being, even though they've been quite violent and quite evil and quite horrible, all those things being broken, their power being broken in this time and being thwarted, and those things being cut to pieces and not being able to ever have these kind of impacts and influences against humanity again. So I see a lot of amazing and wonderful things happening, but we are in that challenge, we are in that fight. And so we need to, so it is, absolutely, Lee. Yeah, I'm just going to, Lee's comment here said, it's so easy to get caught up in their traps, distractions by their schemes. Yep, exactly. And you know, the reason for that is because they need us to do that, because they can't create this. It's a trick, it's a trick. They can't create... they can't create the reality they want without usurping the power from us to do so. I'll say it again. They can't create the reality they want without usurping the power from us to do so. So you remove your power, they can't do what they want. You repurpose your power for the intended purpose that the Creator has given us, and all of a sudden, game over. That's what you need to do in this window. That's what you need to do in this time. And that's also the reason why we went live right now, is because this is real time. We need to be doing this right now. We need to be doing this. So see it. See it. See it for yourself. See it in the realm of the spirit. See the wheels falling off of their intentions, their plans, their their schemes. See all of those things coming apart and being exposed and being revealed and being thwarted on every side, and see light and truth continuing to break forward in the most incredible, incredible, incredible ways. Our Heavenly Father has not brought us this far just to drop us off in the drink. But we have a responsibility to press through, because the intention is that we grow up, that we be not just children, He doesn't want us just to be drinking milk and being little children all the time. We're called into a level of spiritual maturity, spiritual growth, because there is a incredible, incredible journey, and it's not for a child. It's childlike faith, yes. But you mature in the realm of the Spirit and you move forward. And don't let them keep you in that place of not knowing and not understanding. You are, all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from our Creator. And the power to act you have. So do. All right, bless you guys. Blessings, blessings in our Creator. And anybody that's listening to this and download, anybody, you can always drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love you guys. All right. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bless you. All right. Bye.